verses we've reached in Philippians today are really quite strong words that the Apostle Paul writes. That's because he feels very passionately about what he's writing about here. Let me read them to you. They're from Philippians chapter 3 and verses 2 and 3. Watch out for the dogs. Watch out for the evil workers. Watch out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision, the ones who worship by the Spirit of God, boast in Christ Jesus, and do not put confidence in the flesh. So what is it that Paul is getting really quite passionate about here? Why is he so strong on this? It can be quite hard to understand because he's very much writing in the context of 2,000 years ago and churches in the Mediterranean back then. You see, back then there was a very strong Jewish influence in the church, which wasn't necessarily a problem. All of the first converts were Jewish, and many Jewish converts were found dotted around churches in the Mediterranean. It's where Paul would start when he was planting a new church. But the problem was, whilst some had really grasped Christianity correctly, others were trying to mix and match the gospel and Old Testament Judaism, and a Judaism that was reliant on things like circumcision for acceptance with God. Now, Paul wants to make sure that the Philippian Christians are watching out not to fall for a false gospel that says that you need to rely on being circumcised in order to be part of God's family. That's just not true. Paul refers to those who say that you must be circumcised as dogs. Now we think of dogs as friendly, companionable creatures that we keep as pets. To Jews, though, they were unclean animals, so the dog was an insult. Watch out for the evil workers. Paul just doesn't say that this is something that's just a little bit of a problem. It's an evil work to insist that circumcision was necessary to be one of God's people. Watch out for those who mutilate the flesh. He doesn't even describe it as circumcision here. He calls it flesh mutilation. That's how strongly he feels about it. No, he wants to remind the Philippians, whether they're Jewish or not, that they are those who are the true circumcision. Not because of anything physically done to them, but because their hearts have been spiritually changed. The sin has been cut away once they've been forgiven, once they've trusted in Christ to pay for their sin. Indeed, as Paul has already told them, God is now within them, working in them to change their life, to work out their salvation. That's the same thing being referenced by you worship by the Spirit of God. You live your whole life in worship to God, in reliance not on who you are physically, but on the Spirit of God who lives in you and works out your salvation as you also work it out too. A true Christian, someone who is truly circumcised spiritually, boasts in Christ Jesus, not in what has been done to them physically. They boast in what Christ has done on the cross, in his perfect life, his sacrificial death, his resurrection, conquering sin and death. A true Christian does not put confidence in the flesh. Now, admittedly, 2,000 years later, in Ingleton, we're unlikely to have anybody leaning on us to say, look, if you want to be truly part of God's family, you've got to be circumcised physically. People just aren't going to say that to us in all likelihood. But in our own thinking and in the thinking of others, which they may push on us, can come this idea that somehow to be truly a Christian, to be truly part of God's family, yes, it's faith in Christ, but it's faith in Christ plus good works, plus baptism, plus the Lord's Supper, plus, you name it. But Paul is absolutely clear, it's plus nothing. It's faith in Christ alone that saves, that brings you into God's family. Now, that doesn't mean that God doesn't give us other commandments about how we live our lives. Yes, a Christian should be baptised upon profession of faith in Christ, but it's not being baptised that actually saves and brings into God's family. Yes, we should take the Lord's Supper as those who have professed and put our faith in Christ, but the Lord's Supper doesn't save. Yes, we should do good works. They're a sign that we are a Christian. They don't make us Christian. They don't make us saved, but they show that we are. Don't rely on them, though, to be right with God. only lean on Christ. Anybody who says otherwise is a dog, an evil worker, in some way a mutilator of the flesh. Don't have any of it. We trust in Christ alone.